We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:47, and talking today with Marcia Boswell, Director of Communication with Kansas Wheat. Now, there is an upcoming meeting here in the month of August. It is the Wheat Growers Annual Meeting, and that's going to have the commission and the association together?
Yeah, so I actually work for Kansas Wheat Commission, which is the checkoff that when a farmer sells his wheat, 2 pennies per bushel comes to our office, and we use that for things like research that I mentioned. And I also work for the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. Now, that's the membership organization where people join, and then we use that money for advocacy in Topeka and in Washington, D.C. And so the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers will be having its annual meeting next week on August 14th in conjunction with Sorghum U Wheat U, which is hosted by the High Plains Journal. And so any wheat grower who is interested in helping develop resolutions and look at what's going forward in terms of at the national level or at the state level is invited to attend that annual meeting. So that is actually in Mulvane at the Kansas Star Event Center. And we're going to be starting at 7 a.m. on August 14th. And then once we wrap that up, we'll go straight into the Sorghum U Wheat U event. And so there's going to be a lot of great educational sessions there for farmers who grow not just wheat, but also grain sorghum.
What are maybe some ideas that you've heard thrown around as potential things that might be advocated for in Washington?
So one of the main things that the wheat growers is interested is crop insurance, because we have crazy weather in Kansas. And so as the wheat is ready to harvest, we may have a thunderstorm come in and bring hail and destroy that crop. And so the crop insurance program really gives farmers the opportunity to buy that crop insurance at a rate that they can afford and protect their crop that they've got all this time and money invested into.
Has there been a lot of that issue with it in Kansas this year? Because, I mean, I would imagine the southeast part of the state's been hit pretty hard.
Yes, there was a lot of rain and storms in southeast and in central Kansas. But really, even in western Kansas every year, storms kind of come in from the west. They'll just pop up out of the blue, and with them can bring lots of hail events. And so we did see quite a bit of that in western Kansas this year as well.
Well, one thing with Kansas weather, not only do you get the wet weather, but time to time you get drought. And luckily, knock on wood, we're not in a drought this year, but certainly that would protect against that, I would think.
Yeah. If the area is considered a drought area, yeah, then that would cover that as well. But, this year with the rains, we've also had, I mean, there's so many weather events that mm-hmm. can affect that. So it's just really important to have that coverage for wheat growers.
All right. So again, that's August 14th. You said that's in Mulvane?
Mulvane, yes. At that Kansas Star Event Center, the casino down there in that area.
Okay.
And that is free and lunch is provided. So we just ask that people go to wheatu.com and sign up so that the organizers know that people are coming and they can plan for that for meals.
All right. And Wheat U, that's interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So there's going to be a number of breakout sessions and a farmer panel. Arlen Suderman is a market economist. He's going to be doing the lunch keynote. And so it's just going to be a really good opportunity to get some market insights. I mean, we'll have a new USDA report that's coming out on Monday. And so he'll be able to give us some insights into that and help farmers make decisions for profitability going forward.
Okay. So that's going to be part of the whole event there, August 14th. Anything else here that you want to hit?
We'll also have our wheat extension specialist, Romulo Lolato from K-State, is going to be doing a breakout session. There's going to be a couple other people from K-State that are going to do breakout sessions that are going to help farmers make decisions on both wheat and on sorghum. So I think it's just going to be a really great educational opportunity for people to get, and the title is kind of develop a strategy for profit. So, you know, right now wheat price is not where it needs to be. It's very low right now. We're happy that we have some yields, so that kind of makes up for it a little bit, but maybe making some decisions going forward for what can help the profitability on your operation.
So there's a lot of good information then for people to take in. So who would you recommend this for primarily?
I think any farmer in the state that has wheat or grain sorghum in their rotation, this would be a great opportunity for them to attend and get some information.
All right. And you mentioned advocacy as well, and you probably do that year-round, maybe not just at the federal level, but at the state level too?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, of course, the state's only in session, you know, during the spring, but we do also have a national organization that we are a member of, so the National Association of Wheat Growers, and their office is in Washington, D.C., so they are able to keep up with what's going on there throughout the year. I mean, we have a number of trade issues going on right now, as everybody knows, with tariffs, but half of the wheat crop in Kansas is exported every year. And so that brings a lot of money into the Kansas economy. It's really important to stay on top of those issues. In Kansas, we have proximity to Mexico, so we can ship wheat by rail directly to Mexico. And so that makes that a really important, that's the number one market for Kansas wheat outside of, you know, domestic consumption. And so it's just really important to stay on top of things like USMCA and some of the tariffs and the trade issues that are going on right now, because that is an essential market for Kansas wheat farmers.
I saw something last week. There was a wheat farmer who testified in front of a U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture about the grain exports.
The Federal Grain Inspection Service.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So that service keeps everything kind of consistent. When a buyer from a foreign country comes to the U.S. to do wants to buy wheat from us, they know what those specs are by saying, I want to buy number one wheat or number two hard red winter wheat or whatever it is that they're looking for their mill in, say, Nigeria or Mexico or one of our export markets. The Federal Grain Inspection Service is a really important service because that allows them to know exactly what they're getting. And our board member from Goodland, Kansas, Brian Lennon, was the one who was in D.C. testifying on that. And, you know, it's essential to be able to compete in the world market. There are a number of other exporters. For example, Russia has gone to the number one exporter of wheat in the world. And so we're competing for all those markets. We need to sell half of our wheat, U.S. wheat, overseas every year. And so there are just ways that with FGIS and other things that really allows us to be competitive in that market and be able to sell our wheat.
There's a lot of good information I know that you put out here. We saw during the harvest, and kind of tell people where they can read more about information.
So throughout wheat harvest, we do updates, harvest updates every day. And that is all on our website at kswheat.com. You can sign up to receive those. Harvest is now over, but we do send out information on a weekly basis about what's going on in the wheat market or in the wheat world. And all that information is posted on our website. We also are very active on social media, so you can follow, you know, our Kansas Wheat pages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. During harvest, we are actually out in the fields doing ride-alongs with farmers from the combine cab, and so we are doing that on social media as well.
I always think it'd be fun to ride in one of those things. They're so massive and they're so big.
They are, and you know, it's not really possible for us to take every person out on a combine ride, but by doing the Facebook Live from the combine cab, then people kind of virtually ride along with us, and it gives them opportunities to ask questions of our farmers. And our farmers are always really good about being able to answer those questions. And it's like having somebody there with you in the combine cab, but in a virtual way.
Have you ever driven one yourself?
They don't usually let me take the steering wheel, but if it was on auto steer or something, maybe.
Well, there you go. I think it'd be a little difficult to drive. And, of course, safety is always a big thing whenever you drive one of those.
Yes. And, I mean, they a lot of times have their kids involved in driving the grain cart and another combine. And so it's really important to do that training with your kids. I mean, a lot of these kids have been riding along since they were a baby. So they've gotten those years of training.
Good stuff. Well, I'm about out of time here on In Focus, but if people want more information, again, KSWheat.com is the website.
Yes, go check out our website. And if you have any questions about wheat or anything that's going on in the wheat industry, shoot us a message, and there's a contact form on there, and we'd be happy to help you out.
And of course, the Innovation Center here in Manhattan, that's along Kimball, you'll see it right across from Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
Yeah, and if you drive down at night, you can see the greenhouses in the back kind of glowing in the darkness.
I think that's my favorite part when I drive by. I like to drive by it at night and see the glow.
Yeah, and there's it's amazing how much is really going on in that facility.
Manhattan, as you mentioned, I think we talked a little earlier, Manhattan is a hub for agriculture, and it's nice to have that in our backyard. We appreciate you coming out, and we'll try to have you on again sometime real soon.
Thank you for having me on.
And Marcia Boswell, Director of Communication, Kansas Wheat Commission, joining us here on In Focus. And that'll do it here for today's program. Be sure to tune in again on Monday. I'll tell you who we've got coming up. As soon as I pull that up on In Focus Monday, we'll be talking with KSU VetMed. Dr. Matt Meisner will be joining us. We'll also have Deb Watkins from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, our guest as well. That's Monday's show. And also, don't forget, newsradiokman.com is where you can find all the information in our news. We've got our principal interviews up there, the From the Principal's Office school year previews available online as well. We'll be getting Manhattan High Schools posted here shortly. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.